Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for your wonderful gospel that you so loved us and you sent Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you came. Thank you that you died and you dealt with all our sins. And on the third day, you were raised up so that we can know you, we can experience you, be aware of you, speak about you, and experience you on a daily basis. Thank you for your great love. And so this morning, we just thank you again for stirring us up in Jesus' name. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Amen. Greetings, precious family. We're reading from verses 10 to 30, but we're going to read from the message. And so it will go back to, we mustn't lie to one another because the old man has been put off. So from 9 to 13.
Don't lie to one another. You're done with that old life. It's like a filthy set of ill-fitting clothes you've stripped off and put in the fire. Now you're dressed in a new wardrobe. Every item of your new way of life is custom-made by the Creator, with His label on it. All the old fashions are now obsolete. Words like Jewish and non-Jewish, religious and irreligious, insider and outsider, uncivilized and uncouth, slave and free, mean nothing. From now on, everyone is defined by Christ. Everyone is included in Christ. So, chosen by God for this new life of love, dressed in the wardrobe God picked out for you, compassion, kindness, humility, quiet strength, discipline. Be even-tempered, content with second place, quick to forgive an offense. Forgive as quickly and completely as the Master forgave you, and regardless of what else you put on, wear love. It's your basic, all-purpose garment. Never be without it.
Hallelujah. God so loved the world, He sent His Son. He didn't come to condemn it, but to save it. So it's wonderful when we understand Jesus showing the picture of the love of God towards mankind in Himself, in that picture, making that picture clear from baby to young man to father, and then ultimately going dying for all our sins. Amen. And on the second day, as Jesus was revived, paying the price for all mankind, one died for all. He was raised up. Amen. So that we can now all be restored to the original intent. We were predestined in Christ. So predestined in Christ is before the foundation of the earth. God had this in mind to send Jesus to bring us back. In the God that knows everything, He knew the fall would come in. So praise God, the fall had come in, but the fall has now been dealt with, and God created, united Jew and Gentile. He has broken down every wall of hostility in His death, burial, and resurrection. And now we can come back to our family, back to our God, back to relationship, important, very important, being a new creation. He pours new wine into our lives on a daily basis because we've been restored. The work of God is perfect, and we in that perfection now, and we growing in it with knowledge. But it's a deal that was done more than 2,000 years ago. One died for all, one was raised for all, so that we can all return, know our God, rejoice in our God, and then that measure of love we're waking up to, we can share with others, as we've seen this morning. So be blessed, because God has blessed us and God has restored us. Stop your works. You can't do it there with your reasoning and your arguing and your fighting and your Jew or non-Jew or trying to be someone in the flesh. We are children of the Spirit. They're to be led by the Spirit. And so stay in tune, develop on schedule, and know you are blessed by the Almighty in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Lord, that you have chosen us, that we are holy, that we set apart and sanctified for your purpose. Thank you for your love. Thank you for dressing us with a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.